ABC Radio Australia.
Last week, one of America's largest newspapers published a story on a Pacific, or paradise rather, island in the Pacific, meth and HIV epidemics rage. The Washington Post took readers to the streets of Fiji's capital, Suva, detailing the impacts of the country's growing methamphetamine problem, drug deals, sex work and HIV testing. None of it is new to anyone who follows local or regional news, but for international readers, it's painted a picture at odds with the image Fiji sells to tourists, a place where happiness comes naturally. So what impact could Fiji's drug problem and media coverage of it have for Fiji's hugely important tourism industry? Joining Pacific Beat to discuss this further is Fiji's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Tourism, Viriame Kavoka. With that, I say good morning, Minister, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving me this time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Minister, as you've just heard, recent global media coverage on Fiji seems to be focused on the country's issues with illicit drug use and HIV. Are you concerned that this could impact tourism there?
Yeah, look, we take any coverage seriously, you know, because behind the headlines are real Fijians and the real public health and security challenges that we are addressing head on. We acknowledge, like many other countries globally, that we face social and public health challenges that require sustained attention and responsible leadership. These matters are being addressed through whole of government and community-based approaches in collaboration with regional and international partners. From a tourism perspective, we have not seen indications that this coverage has negatively affected visitor confidence or travel behavior. Tourism decisions are largely shaped by travel experience, official advisories, and the safety and quality of service on the ground, all of which remain strong in Fiji. Tourism, as you know, is an externally vulnerable sector. So we take seriously any issue that could undermine our people or our reputation. At the same time, it is important to maintain perspective and not conflate broader and national conversations with the real experience of visitors of Fiji.
And so, Minister, with that perspective you speak about, looking from a US tourist market, they're a major source for Fiji's tourism. Is that the case?
Yes. The U.S. is a high-value and growing market for Fiji. In 2025, we welcomed close to 120,000 Americans into Fiji. That's about 12% of our total arrivals. 10 years ago, the figure was around 69,000-70,000, which reflects the sustained growth and increasing confidence in Fiji as a long-haul destination. Of course, as you know, Australia and New Zealand remain our largest source markets. But North America is a key pillar of our tourism diversification strategy, offering longer stays, higher average spend, and strong repeat visitation. The growth is being supported by improved connectivity through Fiji Airways North American routes, as well as strong ongoing engagement with the U.S. travel trade and media. As you know, Fiji Airways, our national airline, flies to Dallas, San Francisco, California, and Honolulu, bringing in the many Americans to Fiji every year.
Yeah, and this is the case, though, when we think about numbers, Minister, and you would have heard in the title one story from the Washington Post saying, on a paradise island in the Pacific, you've got meth and HIV epidemics rage. Again, do you expect this to impact numbers from the United States?
Yes, we are aware of the article, and we understand why it draws attention. Our approach in a situation like that is to respond with facts, action, and transparency. Overall, visitors remain strong, arrivals remain strong, and we continue to monitor market segments closely. On HIV, government has activated a structural national response, including an HIV surge strategy 2024-2027, and an outbreak response plan to accelerate prevention, testing, treatment, and community outreach. On illicit drugs, we are intensifying enforcement and cross-agency coordination to disrupt supply chains and target organized crime. This includes nationwide consultation on a new counter-narcotics laws and an establishment of an independent counter-narcotics bureau, as we highlighted initially this morning. Importantly, international travelers, particularly from the U.S., tend to rely on official travel guidance, airline advice, and trusted travel providers, rather than individual media stories. Fiji currently faces no travel restrictions or advisories that do discourage visitation.
Mm.
It is also essential to distinguish between national public policy challenges and the visitor environment, which remains safe, well-regulated, and professionally managed. As you know, a lot of the big boys, the big brands in the hospitality industry are in Fiji. So altogether, we're talking about a very professionally managed tourism industry here in the country.
Minister, I want to switch to, because obviously there's a lot going around in regards to the drug issue in Fiji, but what about when we look at HIV infections? Is the government doing anything to reduce this?
Oh, the effort is relentless. It is, you know, it occupies a cross-section of every ministry in this country. We are determined to come, you know, to eradicate this from our midst. You should see the coverage, even the coverage locally. We're not hiding from this. You know, we're not burying our heads in the sand.
Mm.
It's there. It's for us as a country that runs on democratic principles to overcome this threat to Fiji. We are committed to it. But as I said, you know, the dialogue on national policies should not conflate with the real experience of tourism on the ground here in Fiji.
And I'm sure many of those who would be listening in, I think, very simply would ask, is Fiji safe to travel to?
Yes. Fiji remains a safe and welcoming destination for travelers. Like any country, we advise visitors to take normal precautions, and we work closely across police, immigration, ports, aviation, health authorities, and the tourism industry to ensure visitor safety. Fiji tourism areas are supported by experienced operators, established safety protocols, and a strong interagency coordination. Visitor safety and well-being are treated as a priority across the sector. Notably, the U.S. State Department travel advisory for Fiji is level 1, and that's the safest. Mm. Exercise normal precautions, which reflects the overall risk picture. Our commitment is safety. Is about protecting both visitors and our people.
And Minister, as we wrap up, I understand, what would then be your personal message, you know, that you would like to share with tourists reconsidering travel to Fiji over these sort of news reports?
My message is simple. Fiji is open, Fiji is safe, and Fiji cares. We are not dismissing the challenges, we are confronting them. On HIV, Fiji has activated national plans to expand prevention, testing, treatment, and reduce stigma so people seek care early. On drugs, we are strengthening enforcement, legislation, and coordination. For visitors, your trip will be in well-managed tourism environments, supported by professional operators and strong public service. As always, we encourage travelers to follow standard travel and health advice, just as you would do when visiting any destination. We invite visitors to come to Fiji, to come, enjoy Fiji responsibly, and be part of a tourism sector that supports communities, livelihoods, and sustainable development across our islands. Let me close with this. Fiji is a nation that addresses challenges responsibly while remaining focused on what we do best, welcoming the world with warmth, professionalism, and care.
Thank you for that, Minister. Look, before I let you go, I know that, you know, the whole situation in regards to media and the influence that we have. And I just want to go back a little bit, though, if you don't mind, before I let you go. I know you were saying that media coverage of drugs Are you saying media coverage of drugs crime in Fiji is inaccurate when you mention the media coverage?
I've had issues with the media here. I've expressed my opinion that there's so much that is happening in the country that is beautiful, that is positive. But we understand how the way things work in the media. I just feel that the attention to this is a bit it's not balanced. Not complaining. We live in a democracy. Freedom of the media and all that, which makes Fiji an attractive place to go to. That we are not hiding anything from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much again, Minister, for joining us this morning. I just want to say vinaka for your time.
Vinaka pagalebu. Mole manda naka.
And that is Fiji's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Tourism, Wiliami Kavoka, here on Pacific Beat.